Rad. Another song you heard first right here on Member Supported Radio. We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The band is Kiev from Southern California. The song is called Thurned.
That's right.
Which is interesting. And the band is actually here in our Pearl Street studios right now. How are you guys?
Hey. Super good.
Great. Super good?
Yeah, man. You're on the beach. We had no idea. You're like actually hanging over the beach.
No, so. We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've worked for like big major market stations, you know, and these studios in our little low power FM, you know, hands down are the best studios for sure.
Not to mention you're next to Taco Loco on PCH. Yeah.
Ooh, what do you know about Taco Loco?
What do I know about Taco Loco? I was raised on Taco Loco.
Were you?
Hemp burgers, man.
Well, hold on. Let's get down to the bottom of things before I forget. Kiev, you guys are from Southern California, obviously.
Well, the two of us are native, and then the rest of us, we've lived here for almost.
We're technically natives now because
it's 7 years. High five.
No, longer than 7 years.
This is home for you now. 7 years for sure, man.
10. Yeah. I think I'm going on 9, 10.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, he moved here when he's 11.
So
yeah.
I've been hearing about
I'm 21.
Good things about you guys for, it seems like a few years now. It's finally nice to meet you guys. We'll talk about the new record pretty damn soon, but take us back to the inception of this band, Kiev. How did this thing all start?
Oh, man. Well, it was kind of a residual college project, and then as soon as things started getting serious, right around the mid-20s, when stuff gets crazy, dudes start moving from around the country, looking for the next thing, the next chapter in life, and that's what these guys all around me are. They all came from around the country, and I think that I was fortunate enough to be in probably the coolest practice space in Southern California, this beautiful warehouse. And anytime I caught wind of a cool musician rolling into town, you kind of invite him over, and you kind of have the jacuzzi running. Uh-huh. You got the bubbly out, and they're like, this is a cool spot.
Why would you leave, you know?
Why would you leave 10 years later?
So really, has it been a five-piece since day one?
No, it hasn't. No, no.
You guys just keep adding people to this project.
That's exactly how it worked, yeah.
Right?
Seems like we picked up somebody every year.
Every year.
So it took almost 5 years to get the lineup together.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was hard to find people that could do it, you know, and then people that could put up with us, which is a big part of being in a band.
No, you know? It's like a family, I imagine, you know?
Like family, yeah,
absolutely. So how many releases can people get their hands on from the band Kiev? And I imagine everything's online, right?
Yeah. Digitally, you can get our first two EPs, and then the album we just released in October is our first full length.
Yeah, you guys should be very proud of the new record, because from what I've heard, it sounds really good. How tedious is the recording process for you guys these days?
Oh, man. we looked like young hunks this time last year.
Now you're old.
Now we're all withered and like, oh, man.
That's not true.
Now we have to tour.
When we finished the record, we were pale and fat.
That's true.
I heard that you guys actually linked up with an interesting cat as far as producer for this one, right? Who's worked with some other projects such as something.
Krisha. Wilco, Weezer, Bob Dylan,
right.
Super Furry Animals.
And is that the first time you worked with that guy?
First time with him, yeah. And he flew out from New York. We kind of just met him in a real business traditional way, just phone interview, and then met him, and he was the exact same kind of music nerd as us. We nerded out about this resurgence of a 1970s opera thing that had been touring around, and just the fact that he had went was like, oh, dude, we gotta work with this guy. Not only did he go do it,
right,
he was way into it too. It's like a 4-hour opera thing that, you know, people walk out of and stuff. So we're like, this could work.
Amazing.
This could work.
Right.
You know?
So how much of the, when you guys were in the studio, were you guys ready just to rip into these songs, or was it a lot of tweaking on the fly? And where did you record the new stuff?
We cut the drums at studio called NRG up in LA.
Yeah.
But then we actually did the rest of the record in our warehouse space that we spoke of earlier. And we didn't really know going in how some of the songs were going to be structured. So a lot of the writing process was simultaneously happening simultaneous to the recording process. So
right.
It's a lot of tweaking.
Yeah. A lot of tweaking.
Tons.
Right. I'm not a musician or anything, but I imagine doing stuff in the studio, you know, you go through, you know, hours and hours and takes upon takes and stuff like that. But again, the record sounds great. You guys are from where? Orange?
Yeah, we're located in Orange. Cool. Old Town Orange, man.
And any aspirations to do a full-on tour to support this new record? Or didn't you guys just play a bunch of shows with a couple other bands that we dig on, right?
We just got back from a quick little tour with a band from the UK called Public Service Broadcasting.
Sure.
They're super cool.
Right on.
Cool little two-piece kind of acoustic electronic deal thing. Electronic and acoustic drum set.
You sing visuals as well.
Yeah, sing visuals, and that was a really fun tour. I think it worked really
well. I'm
sorry,
did you box the whole United States?
No, we just did the West Coast.
Cool.
And we're heading out to South by Southwest next week, so we're going to be out in there.
Brad, I had the opportunity to cover South by for another station that I've been working for, and, you know, I'm getting invited to all these cocktail parties and...
Pass those RSVPs over here, man.
I have no idea.
We need some of those cocktail party invitations.
Yeah, no kidding. But
the massage parties. You know about the massage parties?
No, I don't know about that. It's after hours or something. Are you sure that's South by?
It's in Albuquerque, but yeah, you can stop on the way.
Yeah, I kind of, I won't be able to make it out there. I've never done South by before, but, you know, there's bands playing on freeway overpasses, and parking lots and stuff like that. I kind of want to experience Austin when it's less of a cluster F.
Yeah,
you know, so I won't be out there, but that seems to be pretty cool. You guys are playing like 12 shows.
100,
how does that work?
We got our official showcase. We have some parties we got to go to, and then the rest is kind of just whatever happens.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds like it's going to be super fun.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Have you guys been affiliated with the OC Music Awards at all? I mean, you guys are from Orange County. Did you guys just play a showcase, or what's going on there?
We're actually doing tomorrow is the awards ceremony, and we're going to be performing at that, and we're nominated for a couple of awards this year, right?
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you know what categories or whatever?
Album of the year, and then
best
indie band.
Wow. Are there any other bands from Orange County burbling up that you might want to turn people on to?
Yeah, I think Mount Osa is a cool project for sure.
Mm-hmm. Super cool. Friends of ours.
Yeah. I mean, there's bands that are blowing up from Orange County right now. Like, The Colorists are doing really well out there.
Are they from the OC?
Yeah, they're from the OC. I mean, most bands are from the OC, actually. Mm-hmm. I'd say probably 90% of bands on the air are from the OC, but they all say they're from Silver Lake, so.
Sure. Of course. Again, Kiev is the project. They're in our Pearl Street studios right now. Online, where can people find your stuff? Is it Kiev Music?
KievBand.com.
I figured it was either band or music, you know? So, again, most bands are not equipped to do a stripped-down set in a radio station, so we do appreciate you guys bringing what you did today.
Cool.
You're going to play pretty soon. What did you bring today to play for us?
A couple old-timey amps.
Some keyboards.
Those amps look like they have a lot of character.
They will electrocute you.
Yeah.
Don't stick your hand in the back while it's on.
No kidding.
We got a couple keyboards, a saxophone. We got some... What are those?
Those are
Polynesian sticks.
No, I love percussion business. Percussion setup, man.
Yeah,
it's
not
awesome.
Bad, right?
Yeah, not bad at all. Perfect for our little studios here.
I planned it just
again,
for you.
Down the line, when we raise more money and this thing, this whole radio project continues to roll on, you know, maybe we'll have a traditional, you know, performance studio.
Jeez, man.
We could all plug in and do that. Not only that, we're gonna throw events for our listeners pretty soon, and maybe down the road, you guys would do a full on concert for some of our listeners.
Let's do it.
And raise money for our little nonprofit radio station.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't mind asking people for money. I think it's almost admirable what we're doing, taking FM back to the glory days, you know?
For sure.
Kiev is in studio. If it'd be agreeable to you, I'd like to play another song off the record.
Sure.
We agreed to play, I think, Solving and Running. Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give with this particular song, or should we just play it on the radio now?
I think you should just play it.
All right. Well, that's easy. Right after this, more from Kiev in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. dusted off the old CD player in the studio, and that never happens ever in radio anymore. You know, we're not queuing up records or CDs, but I just did. That is new from Kiev. Kievband.com is the website. They are from Orange County, Southern California, and they're in studio with us right now. And thanks for taking the time once again. When you guys meet people at the coffee shop or your favorite brew pub or something, and you tell them you're a touring musician, and they ask you what sort of music you play, what do you tell these people?
You just sort of mumble and trail off. Yeah. Like, it's sort of experimental, but not.
Then you offer to buy them a coffee and turn around and run.
No, we're not the most social guys.
At some parts, it's like chill wave. At some parts, it's like jazz fusion or jazz fusion.
I like that, jazz fusion.
Yeah, sure.
Like the band Yaz or like the Yaz without?
Yaz music, Chicoria, whatever.
Cool.
So I'm definitely on board. You got to keep us in the loop musically with what you guys are doing in the future. And if there's any ever songs you want to, you know, test out on the public, you know, float them my way, and I'll play them on the radio for sure.
For sure. That's awesome.
So you talked about South By, and there's another festival of sorts coming up. It's called Desert Days, the Desert Days Festival. What's that all about?
Yeah.
These guys in Pomona, they have a group called the Moonblock Party, and they kind of started out doing kind of like a community day festival thing, and it just got a crazy good response. A lot of psych bands, a lot of garage rock bands.
Rad.
Just all sorts of stuff. A lot of artists came out. Yeah, and it's kind of grown over the last few years. And now, you know, they have international headliners. They got Blonde Redhead, Liars playing.
Autolux.
Yeah. The Ravenettes playing. And it's a one-day festival out in... what's the spot? Sunset Ranch Oasis, but I don't know exactly where it is. But
somewhere east of here.
It's a really fun crowd of people to hang out with.
That's
like
cool.
The bands are always amazing, but then the party at night is just they really family oriented, just cool people. So we're crazy excited.
Right on.
To be,
so that'll
to be
the,
a part of it.
The Desert Days Festival.
You should come. You want to go?
I would love to.
Let's go. Yeah, right?
April 26th is
all right,
the date. Yeah.
Fair enough. I think I could do the 26th. Although I have no idea, man. That's so far in advance.
Yeah. Yeah. That is.
You're right. All right, cool. Well, if it'd be agreeable, can we rip into a song live into the studio here?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's kind of reposition ourselves where we need to be in the microphones and everything like that, and strap that saxophone to your body and all of that as well. Again, this is the band Kiev from Southern California. Live in our Pearl Street studios. Again, I've heard good things over the years. The new record sounds great, and it's very nice to meet these guys finally. And it seems like they do support independent radio, and we're on board with that, too. So what'd you guys want to play first?
We're going to play a song called Car Focus. It's actually the opening of the record.
Beautiful.
When we were thinking about it last night, when arranging these, we went with the path of least resistance. We're like, this is already an acoustic song. We should give it a shot.
Appreciate that. So whenever you guys are ready.
Do you know Do you want to walk beside me? Just for
was a wave breaking at the end. Did you hear that?
That was awesome. That is very good use of sound effects with your face.
No, that was a real wave, man.
That's right. That is Kiev live in our Pearl Street studios. Brilliantly done, you guys. That sounded so super chill and so very good on the airwaves here. Again, kievband.com is the website. New release has been out for several months now, and so far so good.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, man. And I guess Instagram is a thing, right? You guys on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, of course. You got to do it. We've actually learned to like it now. At first, we're like, oh, man, I don't know. And we're only posting, like, the weird incense holders and things we have at our warehouse. But now we're plastering our faces on
it. A lot of dog photos, too.
A lot of dog photos. Yeah, yeah.
We all got dogs.
Really? Did you take your dog on this most recent tour?
Oh, man, that would have been great. But no.
Well, we got several, so we can't just bring one. It's kind of like your girlfriends, you know? Mm-hmm. That's always a good thing to, like, segue. If you can't bring the dogs, you can't bring the girlfriends.
Right.
Like, kind of comparing. No, but we should figure that out. We're going to figure out how to bring the dogs.
Was there a cool venue this time when you guys were doing the dogs? Was there a cool venue where you were super surprised this time around where you were like, man, people at this place, they really love their music?
Dude, yeah. The whole tour is kind of like that. I thought Doug Fir at in Portland was crazy nice, and the crowd was cool. It's underground. It's under the Jupiter Hotel. So you kind of, when you play there, you stay at the hotel and you eat there and you play there and you do it all within like 100 feet of itself.
Cool.
Which is just awesome and really conducive to getting loose.
Pretty safe environment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real safe.
You walk upstairs and you pass out on your bed.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was good. And Slim's in San Francisco was great. That was an awesome, awesome venue.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was that dude's name, the caterer that was been there for like 20 years?
Jose.
It's a dude that makes awesome food for the bands, and supposedly he's been around there for like 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks to Jose.
He's like, you like Fine Young Cannibals? I seen him. And you're like, oh, cool.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
All right.
Actually, yes, we do.
So there is some vinyl printed, and can people get their hands on that if they go to your website?
They can, yeah. We just got it in time for tour, and we did a super limited run. I feel like that's the way to keep it special these days. So we're excited to see it selling quick, but did we... We got a few left. We got to set aside for ourselves, but you can order it online or definitely come to a show.
And there's some merch people could get, I imagine.
Yeah, we got it all.
Cool.
We're full band. We got T-shirts.
Tote bags.
You know, the band's called Kiev, and I really want to, you know, speak on the world's problems.
Of course,
and the European Union.
Yeah.
And Putin.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll have to save that for a later date.
We can, or if you want to get into it, it's totally cool.
No, not today.
That's real serious stuff. Yeah.
That is real serious stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around exactly what's going on out there, but I think everyone's just full of BS, and I wish it wasn't happening.
Yeah, and you just really hope that people's voice is heard and change will be in their favor. Otherwise, we're out of band name. Because if it goes any other way, I don't think we could feel good about using that name.
It is just really weird that we finally had you here in the studio while all that's going on in the world, you know? It is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. Especially, we think about this too, just about releasing a record at that time. And, you know, we've never had a direct correlation with the country. Mm-hmm. You know, it was more for personal reasons. But, again, like, if it turns out, for the better. I mean, obviously, it's a terrible situation just with all the violence and everything. But in the end, if the people prevail, then it's something we can actually be kind of proud of.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Because that's definitely something we believe in.
Right, because you're not changing your name.
Well, you know, it depends what happens in the world, you know. We'll continue to hope for the best. You know, that's not the biggest concern. The biggest concern is obviously the people over there.
You're right.
But so, yeah. We'll continue to ride it out.
I had to touch on it. You know?
Yeah, of course.
It's like the elephant in the room, man.
It totally is. Yeah. I mean, it's something, you know, that we, yeah, that we're super sensitive to. Not for us, but just it's a world issue, and those are things we pay attention to. So, and then there's the interesting side of it too, where you don't want to come across like that our band name has any importance in such a huge matter, you know, like where we wouldn't want to come across vain being like, oh, well, we're going to speak out on behalf. It's kind of it's a real sensitive topic. That,
totally.
Not to us, to the world. So we're just going to continue riding it out and hope for the best.
Well said.
Yeah.
There you go. There's so many things that we could possibly talk about. But yeah, in the nature of keeping this thing moving, actually every Friday in the 4 p.m. hour, we do it's something called What's on Tap, and we highlight craft beer here in the studio. That's my second favorite thing to do, is talk about beer in the studio rather than interview artists and stuff like that. Bootleggers is here from Fullerton. I don't know if you guys have had their brews.
Dude,
but
the rye. Bootleggers rye.
Right? Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be highlighting their wheat beer this afternoon, although I'm not 100% sure, but we will see. So again, you guys are always welcome to come through our Pearl Street studios. We wish you the best. We hope you win those Orange County Music Awards. Absolutely. And, good luck in your travels. And I'll see you at the, if not South by Southwest, the Desert Days Festival.
Yeah.
Somewhere near or around
just
Pomona.
Just smells.
There you go. So what did you guys want to play next?
We're gonna play the last song now. We played the first, and we figured the only way to balance that out is to play the last.
Cool.
Which is Home Now, and it's just like I gotta plug my headphones back in, but
no problem. You can hand that to me, and I could do that for sure.
Yeah, hook me up. Nice. There we are.
All right, this is Kiev in our Pearl Street studios. Another Orange County band that you could get behind. We are member-supported radio. If you're not familiar with what we do, we realize we have a lot of new listeners this afternoon. KX935.com has all the information on how you could be a member of the radio station. You could donate. It's a tax write-off, and we would greatly appreciate that as well. So whenever you guys are ready.
We'll do it.
Here to thrive in love.
Watch out for those waves, man. That is awesome. That's Kiev live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Mookie.
I'm definitely on board. We're going to play something off of the new record in rotation on the radio station so people will hear your music. Anything else to tell the general public? Anything else to say to the people who might not be familiar with the music of Kiev thus far?
You got to get to know us to love us. That's it.
There you go. Thanks again, you guys.
Dude, thank you, man.
Thank
we'll bring
you so
your
much.
Final real soon.
Please, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
KXRNLP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.